Blog Talk Radio.
Making my own dreams come true, one happily ever after at a time.
Hi, and welcome back to Books with Becky. Now, today I've got a very special guest. It is the very funny contemporary romance writer Samantha Ann. I was like, she has two books, Kirby and Company Inc., and this is her calling in now. So let's just click over and say hi. Samantha?
How's it going?
Hi,
hey, how's
how
it going?
Oh, it's great.
I'm good. That was, you know, this is really literally only the second time I've ever heard your voice. But I feel like I've known you forever. How you doing?
I know. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Staying sane.
Oh, it's so hard right now.
It really is. It's like you're worried for yourself, your family, complete strangers, and then it's like, hey, you've got all this time. Try and write. No. My brain's not having it.
What is it with that? Seriously. Like,
oh, my
God. We've got all this time, and I'm like, just staring at my laptop, like, what are words? Do I use
right.
words? Do I like words?
I had the same moment earlier this morning. I had carved out like a full hour to, you know, before my shift started to, well, because, you know, we're doing the day job thing. I'm just staring at the screen, and it's like, I know where I want to go. I'm super excited about this hero, and no, my brain just doesn't want to do it, but I'm going to try again tonight. So I hope you are too.
I am. I'm going to try again tonight. I am.
I'm good.
But
because you're pretty awesome. You and your characters are pretty cool.
See, now I think you're awesome, but we also like, all right, so we both love music. I can't make music. You do, but we both love music and we both love romance and we've got very similar, you know, kind of sense of humor.
Oh, yes.
And the ups and downs with Crimson and then it getting bought and it getting shuttered and like, okay, so what do I do with these books now? Like my book babies are out there in the world and they're homeless. Like, what
yes,
am I going to do?
Yes.
Yeah. So we've been through it for years and years and, you know, and then there's the Joey. I always feel like I'm pronouncing his last name wrong, but Manganiello.
Oh, Manganiello.
Okay. See, I always feel like I'm pronouncing that wrong. Anna.
And you know, what's funny. I know you're not, are you, I don't remember. You're from Philly, not Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, I'm Philly.
You're
thinking of Katie.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Joe
she's from Pittsburgh,
native,
but
so
lives
like,
in Nevada. Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're just all kind of spread out. That's
we are.
Cool.
So, is Katie supposed to be on? Did she pick a slot?
I don't even know. I think she did, but I think it's like later in the year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know, you know, if this was going to, how this was going to work, if anybody would even be interested or, you know, on the other hand, if anybody even would want to listen. So I didn't want to be like, okay, well, I'm going to do this podcast once a day or once a week or like anything like that and just like burn myself out. So I was like, you know what?
Well,
like,
you know,
let me,
it's only 15 minutes.
It's only 15 minutes. It is. So I was like, but I figured, you know what? I'll stretch it out, you know, do it bi-weekly, see if there's an interest, see how it goes. And without even realizing that after only a handful, I've hit the end of the year.
Yeah. And it goes, everyone wants to do it. I personally, when you said you had an opening this week, I was like, I'm in. I'll do it. I've been thinking for the longest about playing around with podcast space, not necessarily in the talk format that you are doing, but I've been thinking about writing, you know, some old-time radio shows, and I have a couple of
I love
a couple of characters
that idea.
Yeah.
So like a romance version so, I mean, of War of the Worlds. I would tune into that.
That's kind of cool. That is kind of cool. I had a couple, I had one romance focus that I'm working on, and I'm writing notes down for sort of a mystery type thing, like a detective series, which is a little out of my wheelhouse, but you know, I can do ridiculous almost as much as I can do romance.
Oh, but I love your characters.
I'm so glad that you do. You had mentioned years ago, I think, when we first traded books for reviews, you had mentioned something about it reminding you of Rock Hudson and Doris Day, and I thought that was so amazing because
it did. And I loved watching that movie with my mom when I was a little girl, and just it was immediately what it put me in mind of. I love Kirby so much.
I love that. It's really cool that you had said it. I was completely enamored with you from like that moment because I do like writing those types of romances, the contemporary, cute, almost faded type stories that kind of feel like, see now, you had said Pillow Talk, but in my mind, I was kind of working off of that movie, if you remember it. It was Ewan McGregor and Renee Zellweger called Down with Love. Have you seen that?
Yes.
It's such a good movie. So, you know, kind of cutesy like that.
I did. I enjoyed it so much. Yeah. And, you know, and Company Inc.
Oh,
and
my dirtiest.
To be funny, well, and the funny thing with Company Inc. is and it's not because there was really a parallel there, but it put me in mind of, oh, crap, I just forgot the name of that movie. It's a very young Hugh Jackman and Ashley Judd with Ellen Barkin,
oh,
and the guy that was, he got famous doing Talk Soup on the E! Network, and I'm totally showing my
Greg
age.
Oh, Greg Kinnear. Oh, my God, the king.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I couldn't think of his
name.
Oh,
my gosh, if anybody's listening and they know the name of that movie, comment, because I can't remember.
Please.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. I can't think of it. She used to, and they end up, her and Hugh Jackman end up being like platonic roommates. And there's this scene where she's in the middle of the night, she's in her underwear getting food out of the fridge, and the two of them end up just standing there talking. And she does like a crazy cheer from high school or something like that. But this movie's old.
I
like everybody in it was they were babies. What the hell was the name of that movie? And I feel so old right now.
It's gonna eat at me.
Anybody under the age of 35 is going to be sitting there going, what the hell is Talk Soup?
Right. come on. Come on, youngins. Like, it can't be that bad. Because, like, it wasn't, like, Talk Soup wasn't just Greg Kinnear. Like, it turned into, like, didn't Joel McHale take over and he did Talk Soup for a really long time? Or was it just the talk after a while?
I don't know. I think they dropped the soup off of it. Well, that's like, so the girl who works next to me at the day job she's about 26, maybe 27 tops. And I've got my little radio playing because I can't stand the quiet. So I've got my radio playing, and she sticks her head around. And this girl really likes to talk to me, but she sticks her head around the bend. And she turned around, and she was like, oh, she's like, you like listening to the oldies, huh? And I was like, it's not the oldies, it's classic rock. Like, there's a difference between the oldies and classic rock. And she's like, well, my boyfriend really likes to listen to all that really old. Yeah. She's like, my boyfriend really likes to listen to all that really old music, too. And I was like, yeah, and I'm thinking classic rock. So I'm, you know, figuring she's going to come up with Zeppelin or Pink Floyd or Black Sabbath or something.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, she starts to hum Rick Astley.
Oh, my God. That's not even rock. What's happening?
I just turned around. I was like, you need to walk away. You need to walk away, like, right now.
So, no, we're done. We're done. Go back to work.
We're done. Yeah, go away. Go away, Raina. You cannot be in my space.
So, if you remember, I moved from New York down to Texas. And
I remember.
That was back in 2016. I can't even believe that was 4 years ago. I can't even believe it was 4 years ago. The first job that I picked up down here, I was at work the day that Prince passed away, which completely like threw me for a loop. Like I had to go on break. And I was like, I'm sitting at my desk stunned, you know, probably trying not to cry. And a younger girl comes up and she's like, "Hey, what's wrong?" And I was like, "Prince died." And she goes, "Who?" And I was like, "Where am I?"
No.
What, like, yeah. what did I do? I moved all the way down here for someone to tell me they don't know who Prince is. Like, this isn't real life.
And I thought me getting like in real life Rickrolled at work was traumatic.
The Rickroll. Oh, yeah. My sister just messaged me and said the movie's called Someone Like You. Thank you, girl.
Thank your sister for me.
I will. My sister, she comes through, man.
And her babies are so cute.
I have the cutest nieces and nephews in the world. I really do. And, yeah, Robbie's my big boy, and he's just like, four going on 24, and it's really unbelievable. Robbie's gearing up to be a character in one of my books pretty soon, just kind of like as this, you know, outrageous prodigal type person. He's amazing.
Well, is he a prodigy or is he a returning child?
Yeah, right. That could absolutely be the case. I'm going to go with prodigy for now.
Okay.
And I'll keep you posted.
Well, that's like my Casey. She's, oh gosh, she'll be 27 soon. And she says sometimes.
I can't even believe.
I know. And
you, I don't even buy that you have a 27-year-old daughter.
Well, soon. She'll be 27 soon. But yeah, no, totally. And she's got her two boys and, you know, 8 and 4. So I get a lot of the, wait a minute, you're a grandmother? And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right, this is what it looks
totally
like now, honey. Breathe it in.
This is what you have to aspire to. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
But
that's right.
She said sometimes when she's reading my books, especially during dialogue, that it'll sound like me.
That's
so
really interesting.
Yeah, like sometimes she's like, not the whole thing, but every once in a while, something like a piece of dialogue, usually the heroine will say, like, but it more so Maggie in Faded Souls and Kylie in A Love Restrained.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense now. And now I'll never, like, Maggie, I was thinking of specifically because Maggie was really sassy and had a lot of strong attitude, like in a way that I like, obviously. So now I know. Now I know it's like, okay, well, that's what Becky sounds like.
Apparently.
Really cool.
I was like, really? And she's like, it's not the whole time, Mom. It's just one certain thing will be like, oh, that's my mom. Like one line, like I think I've heard her say that. Like,
How does your mom hear the voices? Like, is your mom, because your mom, if I'm not mistaken, is one of your biggest fans, which I think is amazing.
She is. Oh no, I just got a warning that we have 60 seconds left. It wasn't enough time.
Oh my god, that went so fast. I hope I can.
It did go so fast.
We
are definitely going to have to do it again and really soon.
Yes. I hope soon to be, yes, but otherwise, hopefully, I'll be back with a release soon.
Oh, that would be good too. Okay, so for everybody that's listening, we only have about 30 seconds left. Please check out Samantha Ann. All of her links are in the description for this episode. She is amazing. She's such a fun writer. And I was like, Kirby and Company Inc. are currently available, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
They are
on
both
Amazon,
currently available. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so. We've only got 10 seconds left. Thank you so much for joining me. This was so much fun.
Thanks so much for having me.
Stay safe and healthy.
You too.
Safe and healthy.
Absolutely.